I mean, Nick Bosa had a coming out day on us. He's gonna be.
It's almost like he was looking forward to playing against Baker. You can tell he had some pent up aggression about the college stuff. Yeah.
You think? Oh my goodness. What's up, y'all? That's Anthony Sellers.
That's Eric Jordan.
And this is
Browns in Our Blood.
Yes. And we're out here in beautiful downtown Morgantown, West Virginia.
A lot of traffic.
Browns fans and Steeler country. But yeah, let's just jump right into it, man. It was ugly. It was really, really.
I'm actually still waiting on them to show up. I didn't realize it was a game.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was pretty bad. So what's your thoughts, man?
And
we are, just so you know, if you don't know, I'm pretty sure all you know, we're talking about the beating our Cleveland Browns took against
the Rams.
Against the Rams.
Or no, 49ers.
Yeah. Against the 49ers on Monday Night Football.
Yeah. And I have no thoughts. I mean, what can you say?
Yeah.
Other than they didn't show up, what can you say?
Man, when we say didn't show up, I tell you, this, we just got beat by a better team. Plain simple.
They were out-coached.
Out-coached, but out. I mean, they showed up on all levels of the game.
Yeah.
Ran the ball down our throat. Their defense. I mean, Nick Bosa had a coming out day on us. He's gonna be.
It's almost like he was looking forward to playing against Baker. You can tell he had some pent up aggression about the college stuff. Yeah.
You think? Oh my goodness. I mean, we could have that because we live here in Big 12 country. You know, we all Mountaineers here, so we had to play against Baker all through the Big 12, saw him twice a year. But man, he never did what he did to us. He did Ohio State, which is kind of crazy because that's who we play for now in the state of Cleveland, Ohio. I mean, the state of Ohio.
Right.
But Bosa's going to be a beast. He's going to be a beast. And he waited to play us on Monday Night Football to come out. Just crazy. Richard Sherman, he's got a lot of leadership. First things first. I want to apologize to all the San Francisco 49er fans. I was definitely sleeping. I was definitely sleeping. I said Fugazi on the last episode. I didn't believe in your wins. I believe in y'all now.
Yeah, I told you to calm that, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. You did. But you know me. I get in super fan mode sometimes. But boy. Like, they played so good, I think if we would have brought our A game, we still would have been in a fight.
Yeah, it was just a downward spiral the whole game.
Yeah.
And it started that first possession.
Right.
You know, you had that.
The first play they had the ball.
For San Fran, yeah.
Yeah,
for San Fran, but like for us. For us, it was like that first possession, that third down that didn't convert because his foot was out of bounds. And then they get the ball, first play, 88 yards, touchdown. And then very next play after that, interception.
Yeah.
I mean, right there, that was like, you saw the dam breaking, and then Callaway's bobble into an interception. The whole dam broke, and just the water flooded down. That was it.
That first interception that Sherman got, that close to being a touchdown for us. I'm telling you, that ball, because I know Sherman had to ice his body. As old as he is, the way he stretched out for that ball to jump, I know he felt that the next day because it was that close to being a touchdown for us. Baker made the right read, almost made the right throw. But I know Baker's taking a lot of hit, and that's what comes when you get all the endorsements and you get all the national attention. It just comes with the territory. But I can't put that whole thing on him, man. That offensive line.
It wasn't just the offensive line. It was the whole team.
Yeah.
Like, the whole team looked like shit, for lack of a better term. They did.
Defense could have stopped the run, but some defense did make some stops. They did make some stops.
Yeah, but they were on the field the whole game.
Yeah.
Like, literally the whole game. What do you expect?
Yeah. I mean, I can't. That's what I'm saying, man. If anybody gets a failing grade for me this week, it's the offensive line, man. We got to deal with that. We got to address that some kind of how. We might not be able to address it till next year in the draft and off season, but that's something that has to be addressed.
Yeah, it definitely needs addressed. I've seen a lot of talk about, like, the coaching schemes and protection plans and stuff like that too, which falls on the coaches and stuff and the position coaches. So I'm wondering, like, if it's just a whole organizational thing right now.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be a little bit, I think, because, you know, I know they're not young in age, but they're young in the new capacity that they're in. And I'm specifically talking about Freddie Kitchens. You know, Freddie is, this is the first time as a head coach. I still believe in Freddie. There's something about his demeanor that I like, scheme-wise and stuff like that. We know he's a good offensive coordinator. I saw it last year. The juggling the two roles might be having an issue with him. But whether it's him having to get new coaches in new positions, you know what I'm saying, letting some coaches go, hiring new coaches, I still believe in Freddie Kitchens.
Yeah, I do too. You got to wonder, like, it's an all-encompassing thing, because you think about it, 3 out of 5 games, they looked bad. Like, everything about it looked bad. It just looked like bad coaching, bad planning. So
I haven't seen nothing look this bad. Well, Tennessee, yeah. Tennessee was, the first game was pretty damn bad.
Tennessee was all right till the fourth quarter, and then the rails came
right,
out.
Right,
you know?
Right,
so, I mean,
right. Yeah.
Like, that was good until the fourth. It was all right till the fourth quarter. And then this one, it was literally the whole game.
Yeah, on national TV, the whole game, on Monday Night Football. Just gave everybody, every sports announcer, every sports talk show, ammunition. They just love it when we do bad.
Yep.
From Colin Hurd to Stephen A.
It's one of those things, man. It is what it is at this point now.
Well, it's still growing pains. I really, truly believe it's still growing pains. You know, like we said, all this national talk and all this super hypeness all about we didn't buy into that. Now, can we still win the division?
Oh, yeah,
yes,
still.
Yes, and that's a playoff berth.
But the AFC North is probably like one of the weaker divisions this year. If you look at how everything's gone down.
I'll take it however I get it. 0-16, I'll take it however I get it.
That's true, too.
Football, man, shoot.
But.
And it still ain't going to be no cakewalk, because Baltimore's, they're not going to be as easy to beat as we beat them this first time. And the Steelers are not going to be an easy win.
They just got to be prepared. Whatever they got to do, they got to get prepared and get right, because that's what to me, it's coming down to preparation.
Yeah.
Like, the way they're looking, it comes down to preparation. So whatever they're doing during the week isn't working.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. But I even with that, I'll go back to, I just think it's part of being a young team, being a first-time head coach. You just can't rush some of these things. Some of the things are just going to be on-the-job training, on-the-job learning. And that's what I think we're going with some of this stuff. But we got taken out to the back shed on national TV. And gave us the business.
Yeah.
So 49ers, y'all the real deal.
This was a game we really needed, too, because these next two games they're tougher to see wins come than losses.
Well, you know, you do that.
It's a lot easier to see us losing these next two games than it is to see us winning them. So,
yeah, if you did the, like, when we predicted, like I predicted 10-6, you definitely didn't see this San Francisco 49 team showing up like this. Definitely didn't see a 4-0 49ers team, and then a team as good as that executed as good as they did on Monday Night Football. Running game was amazing. You know, Garoppolo really didn't do anything to make me say he's special like that. Kittle's is the real deal, though. Kittle's is the real deal. That running game is the real deal. I left Tevin Campbell on my bench, Tevin Coleman on my bench. But you know what? He was still out as good as he do. He still wasn't the best player I had on my bench. But, best player I had in my lineup. All right, so what you think about upcoming? We'll let the big truck go by. So what you think about the upcoming game, home game, against Seattle Seahawks, where Russell Wilson has been balling?
Well, I basically just said it. I don't, I see it as a loss a lot easier than I see a win. Especially with the way that the preparation and everything that's gone on, like the way they've looked and over half the games, I feel like it's more of a loss.
So you predicting we lose?
Yeah, I think we're going to lose this game.
Okay.
But that's nothing that wasn't expected before the season.
That's one. This is one of the losses you had in your. What was your season record, you said?
I can't remember. Okay. I have to go back and look at that.
I know it was 9, right? Maybe 9? You didn't have a double digits.
No, I think I did. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't remember.
Mine was 10-6. That's, I don't know. That looks like that might be.
Yeah, I don't see us. I don't see us winning this one.
Just, I do though. I see us winning. I see us winning, beating Seattle, because I just think we're a good home team, and I think I just don't think Russell Wilson. Yes, scares the hell out of me. Everybody else around him, I don't know. The defense, yes, they're real, but I don't know. I feel like we're gonna see some baked magic, and I think we're gonna come back and respond. I think we're gonna respond. And I think we're going to beat Seattle.
We need one of these next two games. Yeah. Because being 3-4 into the back half of the schedule is a lot easier than being 2-5. So we need one of them. But I just, yeah. I don't see it. The way that Seattle plays and stuff,
they blue look good.
Yeah, it's just one of those games I just don't see us winning.
Y'all know me. I drink the Kool-Aid.
Unless Myles Garrett, like the front four, can do something and get a lot of pressure on him and can keep him contained in the pocket to get pressure that way and not let him out, then I don't see it a lot. I just don't see a win.
And a lot of Chris Carson. And we haven't been stopping the run. The way Chris Carson has been banging it out.
And they improved their O-line over the past couple of years too. So yeah.
DK Metcalf is showing up. So Ty Lockett, yeah. It can get a little spooky, but I think we're going to pull it out. I think our stars are going
to
show up. I think our defense is going
to
show up.
They need to show up.
And the point of the fact of the thing is, when we do show up, when we do bring our A game, we can play with anybody. And I'm going to tell you right now, I had us upset New England. I know I'm jumping too further, but I do have us upset New England.
I wouldn't jump right now. But
I'm still with it, because I just know when it clicks, we can compete with anybody. It just hasn't clicked yet. We've seen some potential of what could happen. When it clicks, we got a problem for everybody.
Baltimore's a perfect example of when it clicks, because it clicked there.
Right, exactly.
And we racked up 40 points. I mean, the Jets, we just were more talented than,
Like San Francisco. And I don't even think San Francisco was more talented than us, but they were definitely more disciplined and just executed.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk some fantasy football. We really was hoping Johnny Harmonic, John Harper, could be here with us, because not only did he win our fantasy league this week, he goes by the Man Bear Pig. That's just got so much going on in the name. But he also is a Seattle Seahawks fan. And we wanted to get his insight, but right now he's in graduate school, actually at business college, and has finals this week. So the young man has to stay focused, did not make it. But if you want to play fantasy football with us, you can, the description's down in the link. We've been playing every week, been had a full roster, and people been winning money. And this week, Man Bear Pig, John Harper, he won. In second place, my arch rival, my arch nemesis, Gary Wolf, Boomer, he got second place. And our newest member, who just joined
last week,
got third place. That's Lane. Congratulations, Lane.
Making a strong showing. Second the first week, and then third this week.
Johnny,
you're going to jump up that leaderboard quick.
Let's see what happens. And overall, in first place, trying to take my championship, is this guy. He is right now leading overall in fantasy football.
Only by 11 points.
You're
in second.
Yeah. So, somebody's going to get the title this year. Maybe not. Yeah. Maybe it's just be me giving it to me.
Johnny's in third.
Yeah. Well, Johnny's he's third already?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Man Bear Pig. Hope you do good on your finals, but I hope I bust your butt in fantasy football. Pause.
Yeah, that was bad, dude.
Yo, if you want to watch the show, make sure you go to our YouTube channel, Monster Long Sound Vision. You can get all our videos there. Subscribe, like, comment. Comments are the best part. We love talking to y'all, talking Browns football about y'all in the comments. Also, Hyphen Podcast Group. If you're into listening to podcasts and you'd rather hear us than not see us, go to the hyphenpodcastgroup.com. All our shows are also there in podcast form. Yeah, man.
So for a win this week, I hope they prove me wrong.
Yeah.
I hope they prove me wrong.
I hope we prove you wrong. because I got us beating Seattle.
I hope we do. I don't see it, but I hope we do.
Yes, yes, yes. Young men get together. We'll be focused. Hope we have a good week of practice. And come on, Brownies. You got to beat the Seahawks.
Yes.
Once again, that's Anthony Sellers.
And that's Eric Jordan.
And this is Browns in Our Blood. Let's go, Brownies. Let's rebound, get back to it, get focused, get do what we got to do. Messed it up on national TV. We got to make up for it. So, like, a big win against Seahawks and a win against the Patriots to do it.
Would do it.
Yeah. But
it's like sound advice or whatever. It's like comics, conventions, and cosplay or whatever. It's like ladies' night or whatever. It's like wrestling or whatever. It's like parenting or whatever. It's like anime or whatever. It's like spiritual warfare or whatever. It's like great friends, awesome people coming around doing what we do best or whatever. You should watch, listen, and follow or whatever. It's like a podcast or whatever.
Look, I don't have much time, all right? So let me just say something real quick. My name is EG, and I am the host of two shows that are part of the Hyphen Podcast Group. The first show is called Catch the Show. It's a show where I talk about music-related news and pop culture, upcoming tours that you may want to catch shows of, and I tell you about a show that I call it, because it's the number one concert review podcast in the world, and I've reviewed shows from Beyonce to Kendrick Lamar to even the Backstreet Boys. So yeah, that's Catch the Show. The other show is called The Underground Monster. Slightly different kind of show, but still music related. It's where I cover basically underground independent hip-hop, horrorcore, and the juggalo culture. So yeah, if you're interested in either one, go to hyphenpodcastgroup.com and or go to your favorite podcast platform and just search for them and hit that subscribe button, okay? Got that? Cool. Now let's get you back to the show you were originally listening to.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and comment. This has been a Hyphen Podcast Network production.
They're the bestest. I'm getting paid at exposure.